BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Russia says international experts will be allowed to the site of a suspected chemical attack in Syria on Wednesday. Britain and the United States have accused Moscow and Syria of trying to conceal the facts and prevent the inspectors gathering any information on the Douma attack. The International Chemical Weapons Watchdog said the Syrian authorities had not allowed access because of what they called security issues. Britain's permanent representative to the Organisation for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons is Peter Wilson.
To be very clear, the Director General of the OPCW said that the UN Department for Security had cleared the inspectors to go to Douma, but he was also very clear that the Syrian regime and the Russians could not guarantee their security. Now, we are obviously keen to make sure that the inspectors have every means that they can to carry out their job and carry out their investigation as soon as possible, and we see no reason why they should not be able to get to Douma.
The French presidency says it's beginning the process of stripping the Syrian president Bashar al-Assad of the Legion d'Honneur. It was awarded to him by President Jacques Chirac in 2001, a year after he succeeded his father by winning an election in which he was the only candidate. But Mr. Assad has been branded a criminal by President Emmanuel Macron. Britain and the United States say Russia has hacked into internet traffic networks in a way that threatens the safety, security and economic well-being of the West. Millions of devices have been targeted. Gordon Carrera reports.
British and American officials are warning that Russia has targeted a wide range of organisations by hacking into the infrastructure which moves traffic around the internet. Hacking into these routers and switches is being used to support espionage and steal commercial secrets, they say. A White House official warned that this kind of access could potentially be used to carry out destructive attacks. That might mean switching off systems such as an electricity grid. British officials say they've been monitoring the activity for at least a year and now have a high degree of confidence in attributing the actions to the Russian state.
BBC News.